in last Sunday's gospel reading, Jesus approaches the cistern because he's thirsty, and he asks a Samaritan woman for a drink. And the woman has a response that was typical because Jews had nothing to do with Samaritan people. And she says, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink?" For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans. And Jesus, in the same way that he cut the Pharisees down with his words and wisdom and knowledge, he speaks to the woman, this woman, and says, "If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." That first line, "If you knew the gift of God," if you had known, if she had known who was speaking to you, the gift of God before you. And not only water, what she had given him, but he would have given her living water. My brothers and sisters, we have to reflect, pray, and remind ourselves that everything is gift. We have nothing as we came into this world. We will live and leave with nothing. And we are made out of nothing. And all is gift. Everything that is in our lives, that occurs, that we experience, whether that is good in our estimation or whether that's very bad in our estimation, it is all gift. It is all gift because, as in the first reading, man sees not as God sees. And the wisdom of God is not our wisdom. And as high as the ways of God are above man's, we do not understand. All is gift. Running water. This beautiful sun that we have. Our spouses, our children, the food in our pantry, this nation that we live, the ability to exist. We exist because God formed us. He wanted us to exist. And before he formed us, as the prophet Jeremiah states, he knew us. And he knew us. And he knew our weaknesses. He knew the sins that we would tend towards. And he knew what he had prepared for us to be with him. And in that plan, it's all gift. It's all love. God is love. We hear that over and over again. But is it that love that it's a squishy, fuzzy feeling all the time? It's not. Because life isn't a squishy, lovable thing all the time. And some would say that most of the time, it's not a lovable, squishy thing all the time. But gift, which is God, is his will for us. His will for us. And his will is his gift, as mysterious and dark and perplexing as that can seem. There's a New York seller by Anna Boscamp. She's not Catholic. But she quotes St. Augustine, she quotes St. Thomas Aquinas. She talked about the Eucharist and its thanksgiving. And I believe that someday, if she continues to write, it'll lead her straight to our faith. But she wrote a book and it's called 1,000 Gifts. I recommend that you pick it up. A New York bestseller, 1,000 Gifts, a dare to live fully right where you are. And this is one of her quotes. It says, "When I give thanks for the seemingly microscopic things in my life, I make a place for God to grow in me." All is gift, my brothers and sisters. All is gift. But if we are going to live this life from the natural perspective and see things as they seem, not as a son and daughter baptized into the fold of God's family, if we see it at the level of nature, we are never going to understand the gift that is everything that happens to us. Everything. The good and the bad. Because Jesus Christ lived a life of total supernaturality. And to the human eye, to the human thought, Jesus was a total failure. Christians that see somebody nailed to a cross, because what is it that they worship this man that is stripped, practically naked, and his hands nailed and his feet nailed? And that was a problem with the Jews. The hand that they saw healed and raised from the dead, the soul, the man that came upon earth and performed miracles upon miracles, he was only 33. Why couldn't he have lived another 100 years and continued to save and to rise and raise the dead and perform miracles? And the same hand that he used to raise the daughter of Jairus is now nailed to a cross, seemingly incapable, fastened to a cross, unable to do anything. A total flop, a total failure. It is above our understanding. It is above a life of natural reasoning that is God that allowed himself to be crucified. And who shall understand it? Who can understand it if we don't do it in the light of grace, in the light of the gift again of what God has given us, that God wants us to think like him? Our mind, therefore, is but imperfectly enlightened until it is completely engrafted or dependent on the ways and thoughts of God. What an invitation. What a gift that he doesn't ask that of the animals, of the fish, of the birds, of the rocks, of the trees, of the mountains, of the valleys. He asks us, we are part of that creation, brother, son, and sister moon, St. Francis. St. Francis was one with the earth. But St. Francis also understood that he was above it because he was called to live a life of supernaturality. And until we embrace that thought process, we will be like the Jews in the Old Testament. That when things were going great, it was fantastic. But when Moses went up to the mountain, he didn't come down. Then they started again with worshiping all the calves and all the things that they did. And so, my brothers and sisters, that is the problem today in the gospel, that they ask the apostles, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents? And Jesus again, either his or his parents. But that man is blind, what is God, what Christ is saying, so that the power of God may be made visible. All is gift, my brothers and sisters, in every detail of our lives, from the beginning, before we were formed, as he knew us, has been planned down to the smallest detail to teach us humility, to teach us courage, that we may have the courage, the bravado, to engraft ourselves, to think, to live, to die, and to raise and rise like God. That we have to continually remind ourselves. We have to exercise that. We have to pray. We have to visit the Blessed Sacraments. St. Catherine of Siena was told by Jesus Christ and God that I created you without your consent, but I can't save you without your participation. So let us not be like the Jews, that when things were going well for them, God is good. And when the prophets came and spoke to the old Jewish people in the Old Testament, he goes, these people are far from my heart. They are close to their lips. They're able to worship and kill the fattened calf and worship it and all this. But their hearts and their minds, and that's what happened when tough times came along. When life to them wasn't such a gift. In fact, it is a gift because God was trying to strip them of their dependence on themselves, on their princes, on their kings, on their riches, on their health, on what they thought they were. Original sin, gods themselves. In closing, in theology, there's a term. Theology is the science, the study of God. That the phrase, the kingdom of God is here. But not yet. The kingdom of God is here, but not yet. So what is it? Can we have it both ways? Is the kingdom here or is it not here? The kingdom of God is well established here. Jesus Christ came to do, as he states, not my will, but my Father's will. And that will of God is God. We don't see God now face to face, but we experience God in his will for us. And that will, Christ experienced it in the transfiguration on the mountain, and he also experienced that love of God on the crucifix. It's all gift. It's all gift. And so the kingdom of God has come, but rest comes through toil, and life comes through death. So the final, what we will be, has not yet been attained. But the kingdom of God, his will, is established. We must love God and his will the same, because they're one and the same. That is a mystery that we must ponder and reflect on. God and his will. When you experience joy, you're experiencing God. When you experience abandonment, you're experiencing God. That's hard. It's supernatural. But God is inviting us. He's pulling us out of ourselves, away from original sin. That makes no sense. That doesn't make sense. That the tree of knowledge, I can't have that fruit. Original sin, pride. So my brothers and sisters, let us rejoice in this Lateri Sunday, where we wear a different color, except Deacon Henry. We have to find a new thing. But let us rejoice in the gift that God gives us to rejoice in his kingdom and his will now, that we may walk with him now and live with him forever and ever.